listener production.
Market operator seizes control of grid. Albanese welcomes wage boost. Flood victims swamped in paperwork. And Bonza relaxes uniform rules. From the Saturday Paper and Listener, this is Post, News in 5, written by Max O'Prey. I'm Nina Copel, and here's your news headlines for today, Thursday, June 16. Number 1. Victoria and New South Wales will today unveil a new year of play-based learning for children before they go to school, described by the state premiers as the greatest transformation of early education in a generation. New South Wales Premier Dominic Perrottet and his Victorian counterpart Daniel Andrews will today announce the joint long-term policy commitment. The non-mandatory program will consist of 30 hours a week of play-based learning for all four-year-olds, to be known as pre-prep in Victoria, and pre-kindergarten in New South Wales. The New South Wales budget will set aside more than $5.8 billion over a decade to introduce the program by 2030, with the plan to expand facilities at schools, preschools, and daycare centres. New South Wales will start a pilot program that families will have to pay for, but the state plans to eventually make it free. In Victoria, the program will be free from the start, rolled out from 2025 as part of a $9 billion overhaul of early childhood education. That also makes kinder free for all 3- and 4-year-olds from 2023. Research shows the first 5 years of a child's life are critical for school performance, long-term health, and reducing involvement in the justice system. Number 2. Australia's national electricity market has been suspended for the first time ever, with the market operator seizing control of the supply of power from generators to stabilise the grid. The Australian Energy Market Operator on Wednesday suspended the electricity spot market in New South Wales, Queensland, South Australia, Tasmania and Victoria until further notice. AEMO will take control of directing supplies from energy generators to the East Coast power grid and set energy prices for every jurisdiction. It comes after generators stopped providing power to the market after AEMO imposed a price cap that is less than the cost of generating power from gas power stations. High coal and gas prices and faltering coal plants have led to a surge in the cost of generating power. New South Wales residents have been asked to conserve energy if safe to do so during the peak hours of 5 to 8pm. Staff at Sydney hospitals have been told to take emergency measures to save on power, with workers asked to turn off unused equipment and lights and to avoid using printers. Number 3. Prime Minister Anthony Albanese has welcomed the Fair Work Commission's decision to raise the minimum wage by 5.2%, while business groups rail against the move. The minimum wage will raise to $21.38 an hour as of July 1. Modern award minimum wages would meanwhile rise by 4.6%, or at least $40 a week, below the current rate of inflation at 5.1%. The award increases will be delayed for industries hardest hit by the pandemic, such as aviation, tourism, and hospitality, until October 1. The Fair Work Commission made the move as real wages have fallen by about 2.5% over the past 2 years, while business profits have jumped by 25% in a year. Albanese said the decision to award low-paid workers a decent pay rise was necessary, as many of those people who are on the minimum wage are the heroes that saw us through the pandemic. ACTU President Sally McManus said the wage increase was the result of union campaigning and would make a hell of a lot of a difference for working people. Australian Chamber of Commerce and Industry boss Andrew McKellar said the increase was a blow to businesses, costing them $7.9 billion a year on top of the 0.5% increase in superannuation from July 1. Number 4. The chairman of a parliamentary flood inquiry has accused the New South Wales government of playing a cruel hoax on flood victims. Service New South Wales Executive Director Catherine Ellis faced questioning on why fewer than 20% of applications for a 16-week rental support program had been paid out. Inquiry Chairman Walt Secord said to Ellis, "Flood support and support from this government is a cruel hoax, and you have no intention of providing support." Ellis told the inquiry applicants were typically given 28 days to provide documentation to prove they were eligible. Secord questioned what allowances Service New South Wales was making to help people who had lost paperwork and electronics to floodwaters, hampering their ability to apply for support. Just $18 million has been paid out from the $248 million grant program, which is due to close in 9 days. And number five. Australia's newest low-cost airline will give flight attendants, ground staff, and pilots the freedom to mix and match uniforms as they please, regardless of gender. Bonza will allow staff to mix their outfits, with options including white sneakers, crew neck t-shirts, and tailored shorts. Included in the new uniform range is a blazer with a purple trim, a purple striped shirt dress, a purple sleeveless coat, and a black sleeveless puffer vest. The airline will not ask crew to cover up tattoos or require female staff to wear a skirt. "We won't dictate what lipstick to wear, or whether you have to wear lipstick at all," said Bonza Chief Commercial Officer Carly Povey. It stands in contrast to other carriers, some of which dictate the appearance of staff right down to hairstyles and the shade of makeup they wear. Qantas recently came under pressure from the Australian Services Union for its gendered uniform rules, which require female staff to wear makeup, high heels, and hosiery. Bonza has had to delay its June launch date by more than 2 months as it awaits delivery of three new Boeing 737 MAX 8s. That's it for Post today, Thursday, June 16. Don't forget to subscribe to Post News in 5 here in the Listener app, as well as to the Politics Podcast, your daily shot of what's happening in and around Parliament House. You can also head to thesaturdaypaper.com.au to subscribe to our newsletter. Have a great day.